This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 80 Biography of David Valadao, the Representative from California. General Information. David Goncalves Valadao is an American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 22nd Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been known for his moderate stances on various issues. Born on April 14, 1977, in Hanford, California, Valadao has deep roots in the Central Valley, where he has spent most of his life. Early life and education. David Valadao was born to Portuguese immigrant parents, Maria and Daniel Valadao, who moved to the United States in the 1960s. He grew up on his family's dairy farm in Hanford, which instilled in him a strong work ethic and a connection to the agricultural community. Valadao attended Hanford High School, where he was involved in sports and community activities. After graduating, he did not pursue higher education immediately but instead chose to work on the family farm, learning the intricacies of dairy farming and business management. His practical education came from years of hands-on experience in agriculture, which later influenced his political career. Early career. Before entering politics, Valadao was deeply involved in the family dairy business. He expanded the operation, which became one of the largest dairy farms in California, employing over 100 people. This experience gave him first-hand knowledge of the challenges faced by farmers, particularly in terms of regulations, water rights, and economic pressures. In 2010, Valadao decided to run for the California State Assembly, representing the 30th District. His campaign focused on job creation, water policy, and reducing government regulations on businesses, particularly agriculture. He won the election, defeating the incumbent Democrat, and served in the Assembly from 2010 to 2012. Election history. Valadao's first run for Congress was in 2012, following redistricting that made the 21st District more competitive. He narrowly defeated the Democratic incumbent, Jim Costa, in what was considered an upset victory. His campaign capitalized on his local roots and his promise to address the needs of the Central Valley's agricultural community. He was re-elected in 2014 and 2016, each time with a slightly larger margin, indicating growing support in his district. However, in 2018, Valadao lost his seat to Democrat T.J. Cox by a very narrow margin, marking one of the closest races in the country. 2 years later, in 2020, Valadao staged a comeback, defeating Cox in a rematch by an even slimmer margin, showcasing the volatile political landscape of his district. Political stances. David Valadao is often described as a moderate Republican, which has sometimes put him at odds with the more conservative elements of his party. He supports immigration reform, advocating for a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, particularly those brought to the U.S. as children, DACA recipients. His stance on immigration reflects his district's significant Hispanic population and his own family's immigrant background. On environmental issues, Valadao has been a proponent of water policy reform, especially concerning the allocation of water rights in California's Central Valley. He has pushed for legislation that would increase water storage and delivery to farmers, arguing that current policies are detrimental to agriculture. In terms of economic policy, Valadao supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, believing they stimulate economic growth. He has also been vocal about reducing government regulations that he sees as burdensome to small businesses and farmers. Valadao's stance on healthcare has been mixed. He voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act but has also expressed concerns about ensuring that people with pre-existing conditions are protected. This reflects his attempt to balance conservative economic principles with the practical needs of his constituents. On social issues, Valadao has shown a willingness to work across the aisle. He has supported measures to protect the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, although he has also voted in line with his party on issues like abortion, where he opposes federal funding for Planned Parenthood. His approach to politics often involves seeking bipartisan solutions, which has earned him both criticism and praise. His ability to navigate between party lines has made him a somewhat unique figure in contemporary American politics, especially within the GOP. David Valadao, the representative for California's 22nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the district. Valadao, a native of Hanford, California, understands the local issues intimately because he has lived them. His background as a dairy farmer gives him a unique perspective on agriculture, which is a cornerstone of the district's economy. This local knowledge allows him to advocate effectively for policies that benefit the agricultural community, ensuring that the voices of farmers and farmworkers are heard in Washington. Valadao's commitment to bipartisanship is another key factor in his support base. In an era where political polarization often dominates, Valadao has made a name for himself by working across the aisle. His willingness to collaborate with Democrats on issues like water infrastructure, which is critical for Central Valley farmers, has earned him respect from both sides of the political spectrum. This approach not only fosters a more cooperative legislative environment but also results in tangible benefits for his constituents, demonstrating that he prioritizes district needs over party lines. His legislative record also plays a significant role in why people support him. Valadao has been instrumental in securing federal funding for local projects, including improvements in water management systems which are vital for the sustainability of farming operations in the region. His efforts in pushing for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which aims to reform immigration policies to better support agricultural workers, reflect his understanding of the labor issues that directly impact his district's economy. These actions show his constituents that he is actively working to address their most pressing concerns. Moreover, Valadao's personal attributes contribute to his popularity. He is often described as approachable and down-to-earth, qualities that resonate well in a district where community ties are strong. His engagement with local events, from town halls to community festivals, ensures that he remains accessible to his voters, fostering a sense of trust and accountability. This personal touch helps in maintaining a direct line of communication with the people he represents, making them feel valued and heard. Lastly, Valadao's stance on key issues like immigration, healthcare, and economic development aligns with many in his district. His moderate positions, especially on immigration, appeal to a diverse electorate that includes both conservative and more liberal-leaning voters. By advocating for comprehensive immigration reform, he addresses the needs of a community that relies heavily on immigrant labor while also considering the security and legal concerns of his constituents. This balanced approach has helped him maintain a broad base of support, even in politically challenging times. David Valadao, the representative for California's 22nd Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support for Valadao is his stance on environmental issues, particularly water rights and usage in the Central Valley. Many constituents and environmental groups criticize him for supporting policies that favor large agricultural interests over sustainable water management practices. His votes against measures aimed at protecting endangered species and maintaining water quality have been seen as prioritizing short-term economic gains over long-term ecological health. This has alienated voters who are concerned about the future of the region's natural resources and the sustainability of its agricultural practices. Another significant point of contention is Valadao's voting record on healthcare. He has supported efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, ACA, which has been unpopular among many in his district who rely on the protections and subsidies provided by the ACA. His opposition to expanding Medicaid and his votes for bills that could potentially reduce coverage or increase costs for many have led to a perception that he is out of touch with the healthcare needs of his constituents, particularly those in lower income brackets or with pre-existing conditions. Valadao's political alignment has also drawn criticism. Despite representing a district that has shown a trend towards more progressive or moderate politics, Valadao has often aligned himself with more conservative elements within the Republican Party. This alignment has led to a disconnect with voters who feel that he does not represent the evolving political landscape of the Central Valley, which includes a growing Latino population with different priorities and political views. His support for policies and figures that are seen as divisive or extreme by many in his district further exacerbates this divide. Immigration policy is another area where Valadao has lost support. While he has occasionally taken a more moderate stance, his overall record shows support for stricter immigration controls and enforcement, which has not sat well with the significant Latino community in his district. His votes on issues like border security and his reluctance to support comprehensive immigration reform have been points of contention, especially given the personal and community impacts of these policies on his constituents. Lastly, Valadao's campaign financing has raised eyebrows and led to accusations of being influenced by special interest groups. His acceptance of funds from industries like agriculture, oil, and pharmaceuticals has led to skepticism about whose interests he truly represents. Many voters feel that his legislative decisions might be swayed more by these donors than by the needs of his district, leading to a trust deficit. In summary, Representative David Valadao's lack of support stems from a combination of his environmental policies, healthcare positions, political alignment, immigration stances, and perceived influence by special interest groups. These factors contribute to a growing sentiment among his constituents that he does not adequately represent their interests or the future they envision for their community. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.